Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us on The Bright Side. Our number, as always, 844-236-6010. And as always, we love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, if you or a loved one has a health challenge that you need help with, we are here for you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We're going to talk to Rod Knorr, Dr. Rod Knorr, at the bottom of the hour. He's a leadership coach and a speaker, and he has a very interesting story to tell. He's was married to a gal for 40 years. In the last 3 years of his marriage, he nursed her till the point that she died. She had cancer, and he wrote a book about it, Don't Waste the Storm. He's the founder of the Be the Hope Foundation. Rod Knorr will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to talk about the who, what, when, where, why, and how of having a perspective shift from victim to victor. And if anybody knows about having a perspective shift and being able to use gratitude and the secrets of thriving under hideous circumstances, Dr. Rod Knorr knows about it. His book, Don't Waste the Storm. And we'll talk to Rod Knorr at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to my website, brightsideben.com. You'll find the Youngevity products up, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a Youngevity business, be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, and help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. And you can make some money at the same time. You can be a hero and you can make some money all at the same time. It's a true win-win business opportunity. If that sounds good to you, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com or on my blog, pharmacistben.com, or on our videos and news stories and blog posts, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real-life person, 866-735-2470. Our number, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment and talk to Rod Knorr about his book, Don't Waste the Storm, Hope-Filled Thriving, Not Just Barely Surviving, as he says, in the storm of life, in the storms of life. And there are many storms of life. We're going through all kinds of stuff from a cultural and societal perspective. The world is being turned upside down. And if you're watching the news or you're reading newspapers or on the Internet, you know it's just crazy out there. Learning how to deal with change is so important, especially in these crazy times we're living in. If you're interested in checking out a real cool series of books about the times we're living in, get the books. It's a series of books called The 2020s. I'm trying to think of who wrote those books, but I don't remember the author. The 2020s, but it's really interesting description of what we can, what we're going through now, and also what we can expect in the coming years. And it's exciting times. It's an old Chinese curse. May you live in exciting times. May you live in interesting times. And certainly we do live in exciting and interesting times. All right. Rod Noor at the bottom of the hour, 844-236-6010 is our number. I want to continue talking about the fats, the fatty vitamins specifically. Yesterday we talked a little bit about essential fatty acids, EFAs. Essential always means you need it or you will be in big trouble if you take essential fatty acids out of the diet. One of the first things that happens is you're going to have skin problems. Dry skin, itchy skin, rashy skin, sensitive skin, eczematic skin. All of these things, all of these kind of somewhat common, unfortunately not uncommon, skin conditions can be the end result of deficiencies in essential fatty acids. And that's why if you have problem skin, first thing you want to do is get on your ultimate EFAs. But there's other forms of fats that play an important role when it comes to skin health, and that is specifically the fatty vitamins. There's a couple fatty vitamins that really stand out in importance when it comes to skin health. There's one, actually, superstar skin vitamin, which is not a vitamin, really. It's a hormone, as we've talked about before, and that's vitamin A. Vitamin A is a signaling molecule. In the body, fats have multiple roles to play. One of the roles, the most common role, or the one we know about the most, is fats as a source of energy. That's where your triglycerides come from. These triglycerides are used as a source of energy, and unfortunately, we're all getting a lot of these sources of energy, but we're not using the energy, and that's why we get fat. We have a lot of the potential energy, but because we don't turn that potential energy into actual energy, that energy gets stored, and that's one of the reasons why we have an obesity epidemic. Fats are also important for insulations, particularly subcutaneous fats, as well as fats around the organs. By the way, there's a very important and very unappreciated difference between subcutaneous fat, that's fat that's under the skin, subcutaneous means under the skin, and abdominal fat or visceral fat. Visceral fat is really, really problematic. Subcutaneous fat is not as problematic as the abdominal fat. The abdominal fat is really pro-inflammatory, and that's one of the big problems with fat storage is fat actually is an organ. It's actually a hormone organ. It's a gland. Fat is considered to be, there's a really interesting book called Fat, the Secret Organ, and fat is actually collectively considered to be an organ, and an organ that secretes hormones. It secretes steroid hormones, like estrogen. The more body fat you're carrying, the more estrogenic you're going to be. If you're a guy, that could be a big problem, because estrogen, of course, has feminizing effects. I call that the Santa Claus effect. That's what happens as men get older. They tend to become jolly and a little bit lazy, and they lose their edge. A lot of that has to do with belly fat. Belly fat is secreting female hormone. Belly fat also secretes inflammatory hormone. You don't have that problem as much with subcutaneous fat. Fats are also important for the structure of cells. Cell membrane in particular is made up of fats. Fats are important for controlling inflammation. Prostaglandins are inflammatory molecules, pro-inflammatory molecules, as well as anti-inflammatory molecules, and steroids are inflammatory, and those come from fats. Fats are important for the nervous system. They coat the nervous system. They're important for the regulation of growth. They act as epigenetic factors in the form of essential fatty acids. So all these incredible properties and roles that fats play in the body. Fats are also important for the digestive system. Yesterday we talked about bile. Bile is largely composed of one of the body's most important, maybe the most important fat in the body, and that's, of course, cholesterol. And then there are fats that are important for signaling and for the activity of enzymes, and that's your fat-soluble vitamins. You can remember the fat-soluble vitamins by the acronym DEAK, D-E-A-K. There are four fat-soluble vitamins, D, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin A, and vitamin K. They're all really important. Vitamin D and vitamin A stand out in importance. I'll tell you about that here in a sec. But vitamin E is kind of a really interesting vitamin. We hear a lot about vitamin E in the alternative health community, although vitamin E, interestingly, was the last vitamin to be discovered, and it wasn't even considered to be essential until relatively recently. Vitamin E was first noticed, the importance of vitamin E was first recognized as a heart vitamin. And indeed, vitamin E plays a major role in cardiovascular health, and also plays a major role in mental health. If you know anybody with dementia, or if you're starting to lose your mental edge, or if you're forgetting things, vitamin E can be really, really important for helping protect the brain. And that's the key word right there, protection. Vitamin E is a protecting vitamin. It protects the heart, it protects the brain, it protects cells in general. It doesn't really play a role in the chemistry of cells. Its main role is to kind of sit outside the cells and protect the cells from the bad guys. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back, and then we'll talk a little bit about vitamin A in the skin as well. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We will return right after this.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are back on The Bright Side. I'm Farm Suspend. 844-236-6010 is our number. Rod Knorr will be with us at the bottom of the hour. And we're going to talk about his book, about surviving or about dealing with cancer. His wife died of cancer, and he nursed her back to health. And he came up with some very interesting conclusions from that experience. We'll talk to Rod Nord, Dr. Rod Nord. At the bottom of the hour, we get your calls in this segment. If we have calls, 844-236-6010. All right, so I'm talking about the fatty vitamins, vitamins DEK, D-E-A and K. D and A kind of stand out because they're not necessarily vitamins. Even though we call them vitamins, they're actually hormones, and I'll talk about the distinction between a vitamin and a hormone here momentarily. Vitamin K is super, super fascinating, and we're learning more and more about vitamin K. Over the last maybe 10 years or so, vitamin K has become very popular as a nutritional supplement for good reason. Doctors will tell you not to use vitamin K if you're on blood thinners because vitamin K is involved in blood clotting. That's not really intelligent advice. If your doctor told you not to use vitamin K or to eat broccoli because you're on broccoli and cruciferous vegetables are sources of vitamin K, so I'll tell you not to eat cruciferous vegetables when you're on blood thinners. That is very bad and, shall I say, ignorant advice from medical professionals, but that is the standard dogma. So vitamin K is a clotting vitamin, but also vitamin K, it plays a really important role in the health of the bones, as it turns out, and in calcium metabolism. That's really vitamin K's main role, and we'll talk about that here in the next few days. Vitamin K also plays a role in wound healing, too, and I use vitamin K in topical products. But we'll talk about vitamin D and A. Vitamin A is the superstar vitamin for fat-soluble vitamin in general, and ingredient for skincare, especially in the topical form. And we'll spend a lot of time talking about that in the coming Bright Side episodes, or on the coming Bright Side episodes. But for now, vitamin E is our topic of conversation. Vitamin E is actually made up of multiple components. There are 8 different forms of vitamin E. The vitamin E family, we'll say, contains 8 different children. Two of those, these eight children are divided into 2 classes. We call them tocopherols, and those are the most common ones, and then tocotrienols. Those have been around. We've kind of started to realize the importance of these tocotrienols maybe 20 years ago or so. For a long time, the only vitamin E that was really considered relevant were the tocopherols, and there's 4 different types of tocopherols, as well as 4 different types of tocotrienols. Alpha tocopherol, which is the most common, the most famous, and the one you'll see in most supplements. There's delta tocopherol. There's gamma tocopherol. Alpha, beta, delta, and gamma tocopherol, 4 different tocopherols. The tocopherols got their name from the fact that they protect cells, sperm cells. They protect egg cells also. They protect all cells. But the fact that they protect sperm cells gives them a reputation as being pro-fertility. In fact, the name tocopherol means to bear children. Tocopherol means to bear children in Greek. And that's where vitamin E got its real, well, that's where it first became known as an important and essential nutrient. But it's got a major role to play in the health of a lot of parts of the body, especially the heart and the brain. And for that matter, the skin. Because, see, vitamin E is a guardian vitamin. It's a protector vitamin. It doesn't really function or participate in chemical reactions as much as it is a antioxidant. It protects the rancidity of fats. That is the really big problem with fats. Dietary fats, that is. Fat ingestion. It's the fact that fats break down really quickly. Especially break down in heat. They break down in sun. They break down in light. And they break down in the presence of oxygen. Fats are very unstable. They're very high energy. Anytime a molecule is really high energy, it's going to have a certain degree of instability. And fats have a lot of energy. That's why we burn oil for our cars or for our homes, and gasoline for our cars, because they're super high energy. And that makes them very unstable. That's why Doc Wallach and a lot of nutritionists will tell you, don't use processed fats or don't heat your fats. Because when you heat your fats, you break them down and you produce carcinogenic and pro-aging and toxic compounds. The worst, if you want to pick the worst foods, a list of the worst foods, you'd be hard-pressed to find foods that are worse than fried fats, especially deep-fried fats, super-fried fats. In fact, any kind of heated fats are going to be problematic, but many of the fats that we ingest are fried or processed somehow, and when you fry a fat or you process a fat, you produce toxic compounds. And a really serious case could be made for the connection or the relationship between our ingestion of fried and processed fats and the horrible state of our of our health from a chronic disease perspective. Chronic diseases like heart disease and cancer really became epidemics right around the time we figured out how to process and heat fats. Now, I'm not saying necessarily that the direct cause of heart disease and cancer is processed, or the only cause of heart disease and cancer are these processed fats, but a case could be made, a solid case could be made, that there's a major connection, there's a major relationship between the two. And that's the idea of not eating fried fats and not eating processed fats. Now, where does vitamin E come into the picture? Well, vitamin E protects fats. That's why good nutritional supplements, good essential fatty acid nutritional supplements will always have vitamin E with them to protect them. And you should always use vitamin E if you are eating lots of processed fats. In fact, you should use vitamin E anyway. Vitamin E's got some really interesting roles to play in skin health. I discovered, almost accidentally, that vitamin E is important for wound healing. I say almost accidentally because it makes perfect sense that vitamin E would play a major role in keeping inflammation down and speeding up the healing process. But I kind of just was playing around with dosing vitamin E for myself. I got into an accident, I had some burns, and I was kind of sort of playing around with vitamin E for myself to see what it would do. I had a hunch it would work, and sure enough, high doses of vitamin E accelerate healing. I noticed that on myself, and I started recommending it to folks and who had burns and had skin traumas, and I noticed that when they took high doses of vitamin E, their skin would heal really fast. Now, that doesn't mean that you could put vitamin E on the skin and speed up healing. Well, vitamin E is probably the most common vitamin that's found in skincare products these days. Now, I guess vitamin C is probably in the running. But vitamin E, for a long time anyway, was the main vitamin that you'd find in skincare products. And to this day, you'll hear people saying, use vitamin E for scars. Not true. It's not going to help a scar. Once you have a scar, you can't put vitamin E on it and have the scar go away. But what you can do is speed up the healing process by using vitamin E internally. And when I say internally, using vitamin E internally, I'm talking about high doses. A good dose of vitamin E, a good daily dose of vitamin E is around 400 international units a day. Mixed tocopherols are probably the best form where you get all four tocopherols. Tocotrienols, if you could throw those in, that's probably good. But in any case, 400 IU a day, even if it's just alpha tocopherol, is a good place to be if you want just to get standard vitamin E benefits. But if you have a burn, or you have a chemical, you had a chemical peel done, or you have some kind of trauma to the skin, high doses of vitamin E, and by high doses I mean 800 to 1200 international units a day, take it for a week or so, or maybe 2 weeks, can really, really speed up the healing process dramatically and visibly. Now, I don't think you should stay on that high a dose too long, but it's non-toxic. You're not going to really hurt yourself by taking vitamin E, although vitamin E is stored, it's particularly stored in the liver and the skin, but it's really benign and the body uses it very effectively, so you can't really hurt yourself by taking high doses. But you don't need to take super high doses for a very long period of time if you're healing from something, maybe a week or two. All right, next Bright Side episode, we'll talk more about vitamin E, and then we'll talk about vitamin A, my favorite of the fat-soluble vitamins for the skin. You're listening to The Bright Side. Dr. Rod Knorr is coming up right after this.
Services to Ed Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price at the pump continues to rise. AAA reporting on Saturday the nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas was $4.30. That's up from Friday's average of $4.27. Meanwhile, the average cost a month ago was $4.15, and the average cost this time last year was $2.95 a gallon. So on a 15-gallon fill-up, you're paying on average about $20 more this year than last year. The U.S. and its G7 partners are slapping a new round of sanctions on Russia. The White House announcing the move after President Biden took part in Sunday's virtual meeting with G7 leaders and the Ukrainian president. Among the new sanctions, the United States is imposing penalties on three major Russian TV stations and financial institutions. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
There was a huge upset at the 148th Kentucky Derby on Saturday, with Rich Strike winning the first leg of the Triple Crown. Speaking from the Kentucky Derby, Rich Strike's trainer, Eric Reed, describes to Fox and Friends Weekend the significance of the win.
It means the world to me, but it means so much more to me because my father got to be part of it, my wife, my children, all my guys that work at the small tracks and do the little things, you know, they got to not just be part of this great event, they actually got to see the best of this great event, so it means everything.
Rich Strike was an 80-1 long shot and is considered the Kentucky Derby's biggest upset winner since 1913. An actor from a show that was popular in the 1950s and 60s is making a somber announcement.
Leave It to Beaver star Tony Dow wrote some very bad news on Facebook. His cancer has returned. The 77-year-old actor is best known for playing Wally Cleaver in the 50s situation comedy. He has been public about his health struggles in the past. He was last hospitalized in August with pneumonia. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Powerball jackpot continues to climb. Lottery officials saying no one picked all six numbers in Saturday night's drawing. That means Monday's jackpot will be worth $59 million. The odds of matching all six numbers in the multi-state lottery game is 1 in 293 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find the longevity products up at brightsideben.com, as well as my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our news stories and blog posts and videos and interviews, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. Thanks, John T. Collier, for setting that one up for us. You'll find the longevity products on all our websites, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. You can also call 866-735-2470 to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field and help make a difference at the most basic level there is, which is the basic level of good health and nutrition. Call 866-735-2470 for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can also hit the Join the Team links at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including post-surgical scarring and traumas and acne and eczema, just plain old dry skin and thinning skin and photo-damaged skin. What I discovered is when you heal the skin, you beautify it. And that's the secret to skincare. That's the secret to good skincare, is a good skincare product should be able to heal the skin as well as beautify the skin, because at the end of the day, healing is beauty. And that's what Truth Skin Health products are all about. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Just 100% active and functional ingredients with transdermal penetration as the key element in our Truth Skin Health products. Find out all about them at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am stoked to talk to our guest today. Dr. Rod Knorr is the author of a book, Don't Waste the Storm, and he went through one of the most horrific experiences a husband could ever have. He's married for 40 years to a gal, and the last 3 years he nursed her until she died of cancer. He wrote a book about it, which is a very inspiring book called Don't Waste the Storm. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Rod Knorr. Dr. Knorr, greetings. Yeah. Good evening.
Great to be with you.
Yes, thank you so much, and thank you for what you did. I love stories where people turn tragedy into something beneficial, because I think that that is the purpose and the meaning of the tragedies that are inevitable, just an inevitable part of being alive. So thank you for doing that. Don't waste this storm, specifically about the storm, so your particular storm. So tell us a little bit about how you went from having a beautiful, glorious home life for 37 years and then the last 3 years. Tell us about the transition and then how you dealt with those last 3 years.
Yeah, well, it is actually, my wife had a defined storm health situation, which I'm not going to get into, and we were about 18 months into it, and actually the symptoms and everything she had going through that was worse than the chemotherapy that we're going to go into. But yeah, we're 18 months seeing the, you know, you can see the end of the storm, end of the road is 6 months away. You know, we've been doing life together for almost 40 years at the time. And then, you know, my wife has some weird blood tests and, oh, you have bone marrow cancer. We give you 18 to 24 months to live. So talk about a wave hitting you and knocking you under. And, yeah. And then the book is really what's kind of, I thought about writing a book during Beth's journey, and then she passed about 8 months before COVID hit, and we were in May, June of 2020, and I just saw this hopelessness in our country. I thought it was me grieving. It was after the whole George Floyd thing and COVID, and that's what really stimulated me, because I didn't go through COVID the same way other people did, having gone through the storm with Beth. I saw it in a different way, and I thought I need to write this book so that others can benefit from our journey.
Tell me what you mean by that, you saw it in a different way.
Well, you know, I start out by, I think it's about, we went through a perspective shift, and she, about 6 months into her chemo, had to spend 3 weeks at the University of Michigan Cancer Center, and as we entered it, and we had always been about serving other people in our careers and in our community and our faith organizations. But as we were getting checked in at the cancer center, I said to Beth, I said, it's not about us. Mm. And she knew what I meant. But now I'm going to explain to you what I mean about perspective shift, because I was able to kind of, as I'm writing the book, kind of come up with a way to help others who maybe are in a storm understand how to make the shift. I call it the who, what, when, where, why, and how of perspective shift. And what I mean by that, when you're first hit with a wave of a storm, it could be financial, it could be relational, it could be losing a loved one, cancer, the first question you ask is, why me? Or why my wife? Why us? And you wear yourself out. You just wear yourself out. And then you go to a second question, which isn't any more helpful, and you say, when will it end? And, you know, most storms do have an end. They're not like terminal cancer. And you wear yourself out with that. And, you know, in both cases, there's no value. And then the third question, you try to take control and you say, how can we get ourselves out of this? And, I mean, there is a value to looking at your options, trying to find out, you know, whether it's medical or whatever, what do I need to do? But at some point, you just got to keep living. And then when I said we made a perspective shift, It's when you ask the other three questions of those six, and it's, what can we do with the gifts and the talents and experiences we've been given? What, where we now find ourselves? We're in a cancer ward, or we're in another town, or another city, with who is now around us. We were exposed to people we never would have met. We were in places we never would have been. At that point, you make the shift from victim, I don't know if victor is the best word, but to a place where you find purpose. And that was the game changer for the, that was the game changer.
To find purpose in the storm, whatever that storm is that what you're saying?
Yeah. In our case, I think here's another negative when you're hit with a storm is everyone wants to put a victim label on you.
Right.
And if you have a victim label, you're just supposed to, throw a pity party.
Yeah.
And that's what most people end up doing. And there's no value or purpose in throwing a pity party. You're just waiting for it to go away. And
how do you kindly and gently deal with people who are in well-meaning, who would frame you as a victim? Well-meaning.
And I appreciate what you said, well-meaning, because some people don't see it that way. We both did. In my wife's case, she did not let us tell anyone that she had terminal cancer.
Uh-huh.
And the word she used is, I don't want to be pitied. But it did reduce the amount until the very end. The last 6 months of her life, we let it out. But that did reduce the amount of people that do it. I think there's a lot of things. You do not hear me ever say, I helped my wife battle cancer.
Okay.
That's a negative. I think you heard me say journey. And I think it was, we really looked at it that way. It's like, okay, what can we do here? And we ended up encouraging an entire cancer ward. There's, you will not find a much more hopeless place than a place where all the women are bald,
Oh, wow.
And yet by the end of those 3 weeks, my wife she started putting encouraging notes on her window. Most of the windows had the shades pulled and you had to like walk 2 miles, even though you're going through this intense cancer treatment.
Yeah.
They wanted you walking and we would strike up conversations. I would do my, I'm a person of faith. I would go into the family lounge and just spend my time, reflecting and reading and that. And I would get conversations with people.
Hang on, doctor. I want to continue when we come back from our break. Okay, we'll get
sure
to
will.
A quick commercial break. Don't Waste the Storm is the book. Dr. Rod Noor, K-N-O-E-R-R, is with us. More with Dr. Rod right after this on The Bright Side.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Rod Knorr about his book, Don't Waste This Storm. Dr. Rod Knorr dealt with one of the most horrific things that a husband could ever deal with, I imagine. But you dealt with it with such grace, and you found purpose and meaning of it. I wonder if you've heard of this concept of logotherapy, by a guy named Viktor Frankl. Have you heard of this?
I haven't.
Logotherapy is the therapy of meaning and purpose. And Dr. Frankl realized that, and he was a concentration camp guy, and he realized that going through trauma and going through horrible experiences can be made much easier by finding purpose and meaning in those experiences. And that's so amazing that you did that on your own. You just kind of knew to do that. And I love that idea of helping people in the cancer ward and putting motivational notes up, because there's so many things that you can do as a I don't want to say a victim, but as a patient, let's say, of cancer for other cancer patients that no one else can do, right? I mean, you had a unique position in this.
When you just before the break, you had asked me, what are we doing? People want to put that victim thing on me, and I really have four key things that as I look back and as we were going through it, and the first one is focusing on gratitude. My wife was going through a really tough number of weeks, and I realized I had up my game, and one night I had a lot of insomnia, and I just said to her, I said, let's say the ABCs of gratitude, and I just came out of nowhere, Ben. Well, that was it. I told her, she looked at me, I said, well, you say someone or something that starts with A you're thankful for, and I will say someone or something with B, and you do C, and we'll go on, and we had Z covered. I have a son-in-law named Zach.
Wow.
Ben, the last 2 years of my wife's life, we never got to Z before she fell asleep. Not once. After months and months and months.
I love it.
And that, that focusing on your blessings.
Oh, I love it.
Our tendency isn't. So that was huge. And after she passed, for a number of months, I would do that at night to fall asleep.
I was going to say, I do that too to fall asleep. And I do it if I can't fall asleep. I'll focus. I'll just do a list. And then you just fall asleep. And you know what? You activate your parasympathetic nervous system with gratitude.
Yep.
So you actually do, you know, we're all sympathetic, you know, just from the day we go sympathetic, and you activate that parasympathetic nervous system. That's brilliant. And that is a real key for insomnia is gratitude. Nicely done.
And then the second big one, and this kind of goes to your purpose, was service. My wife, I don't know, you know, there was a book written about 30 years ago, probably, The Five Love Languages.
Uh-huh, yeah.
My wife's love language, the way she gives and receives love, was she was acts of service, always was. So in the midst of her cancer, we continued. I mean, she hosted a dinner every month.
That's
for
awesome.
20, 25 young moms from our church. And when she was in the cancer ward, our pastor's wife wanted to cancel, and she goes, wait a second, I have everything bought, I have the menu planned, everything, and my daughter and daughter-in-law hosted it. But when she would have insomnia then, she'd be downstairs in our dining room, glowing, in her element, getting ready. It gave her purpose. It energized her. And I think people don't think of that. And we actually went on 4 humanitarian mission trips to Romania. We had been going before, but they said, you can't go. Your immunities are too low with the chemo. And we went. But, you know, my wife did something that made her feel very self-conscious so she could live life. Can you imagine what she did in 2016?
Uh-uh. She
wore a mask in public.
Wait a minute.
In order to not catch things, she would wear a mask. But
in 2016.
Yeah, 8 months after she passed away, the world's wearing masks. But everybody thought she was going to give them an infection. She was actually, when she was given 3 months to live, the beginning of 2019, we moved to Grand Rapids, Michigan, near our 2 daughters, and started chemo, and it seemed to be knocking it down. So we went on a mission trip. She was talking to the villagers in the village about when you're in the storm's life, just go. We should listen to God and go. And she still looked at him at the end of her 15-minute talk, and she said, you know, when we come, people tell us how blessed those Romanians must be. And she looked at these villagers. She goes, we get more from you than we give you. You know, it's more blessed to give than to receive.
That's
we
beautiful.
Get home to the U.S. 5 days later. She passed away.
Was there
but
a sense?
Service was huge.
Was there a sense of completion and okayness with her passing because she had all these experiences beforehand and she dealt with it?
Well, you know, it's so funny to say that because when, for some reason, she had a short remission in September of 2018, about a year from when she passed. She said to me, I think I'm dying. I got to start making videos. At the time, we had 11 grandchildren, 5 married kids. And I said to her, I said, Beth, when you start preparing to die, you'll quit living. She never made one of those stupid canned videos, but the life she led during that cancer, a book is being written. I hope to have a movie of it because it was a testimonial. It was, you know, and I think some people don't realize that, just how you live life. People are watching. And she ended up becoming an encourager to other people we knew, you know, who had cancer. And she, the woman with the terminal cancer. So, yeah, service, gratitude, and then the other big one is having a relational community because by nature people tend to wall off when the storms of life hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I already had a breakfast men's group I went to weekly, and she had a women's, and we started hosting a couples group in our home. It doesn't have to be the same storm, but when you just have that place to keep you from isolating, often I would just get her through the night. She'd have this insomnia, had this 6 o'clock breakfast, and I would go saying, oh, I need to go for me. And more times than not, I was there encouraging somebody else. Again, gave me purpose.
Yeah.
And I think people don't do that. And that was some of the 3 biggies. That
support
really
system.
Gratitude, service, community.
Like a support system. Like, would you say that?
Yep.
That you, like people are going through things themselves kind of thing that they, we can all, you can all relate to each other. Is that what
you're
talking
about? It was just a group of guys that, you know, I've been in business groups, but this was actually guys from our church. And, no, it wasn't anything that had to do with it. I don't think it always has to be the same storm. Sometimes it's better if it's not. I'm telling you, that group of couples that we got together with weekly, some of the storms they all went through, they maybe weren't terminal, but they were intense. And we were doing it together. We'd check in, like
That's
you
awesome.
Said. We'd support each other and then grew closer. But you talked about, it's going to be crazy to say this, but the worst 5 years of our 40-year marriage were the best 5 years. And those traditional wedding vows,
I love
better,
that.
Worse, sickness, health, richer, poorer, I think when things are going great, I don't say you take everybody for granted. You just kind of go through life. Mm-hmm. It's when you're in the the worst, the sickness, the poorer, you tend to look to each other and grow closer. And we most definitely didn't. I don't think a lot of people expect that. They kind of do the opposite.
That's an amazing thing that you can say, that the worst 5 years were the best 5 years. And there's a lesson there in that it's not the things that happen to you, but it's how you respond to them, right? It's how you handle the things.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I actually, just shortly before her five-year run, I went through some things to finally break me. So I was ready for the storm. I actually wanted to find peace in the storm. My problem wasn't I did bad things. I did too many good things. You know, I'm volunteering here. I'm at every kid's event. We had five kids. I'm doing this, doing that, and I finally, the first time I went to Romania on the mission trip in 2013, I saw peace in people with far less than me, and I started to downsize my life. So my book is a lot more than just about cancer. It's about
how to handle
relationships. Yeah, there's a lot there that made for us to go through it the way we did.
That's interesting, because life has these inevitable ups and downs, and horrible things are just kind of, it's just part of nature. Entropy, basically, it's part of physics, really. Things break apart and they fall apart. So learning how to deal with them, that's probably the most important thing you can learn, don't you think, in life?
I most definitely do. And writing the book, some people said I just couldn't put it down. And it's like, this is not a love story of Beth and Rod. What I did after every chapter, I wrote what they're called as refuge reflection questions, because I want people in their own storms to apply it to them. And I have heard some great just saying, wow. You know, one person just said, we went through what we were going through totally different because we read your book. And that was really that's the hope of writing this book, that people can see the storms they're in a different way. Mm-hmm. And well, the subtitle of my book is Hope-Filled Thriving, Not Just Barely Surviving in the Storms of Life. And even though she's not with me now for those 5 years, you could call it thriving. We did. We lived a lot of life.
That is a great story.
Touched a lot of people.
Yep, that's a great story. And you're helping. And you're still helping a lot of people with the book. Don't Waste This Storm, Dr. Rod Noor. Thank you so much. Your website is rodk@bethehope.net, correct?
Actually, the website's not up yet. That's my email address.
Oh, that's your email. Okay,
address, but yeah,
okay,
rodk@bethehope.net. We're almost there.
Gotcha.
It's kind of coming up really quicker than I thought it would.
Okay, good deal. The book is Don't Waste This Storm, Dr. Rod Noor. Thanks, Dr. Noor, and just kudos for what you did and dealing with everything like that.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate
it. All right, take care, man. All right, that was Dr. Rod Noor's book, Don't Waste This Storm, and that is it for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. We'll be right back at you next Saturday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome week. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ.
They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.